And when the time was right, he sent a man. This is what Michael is talking about. When the time was right, he sent Jesus to consummate it. I say he sent Jesus to consummate it. Sent Jesus to fulfill this perfect plan. And Satan been messing, trying to mess over you and us, the body of Christ, ever since this plan been consummated. And that is, and according to what I understand, been about 2,000 years ago. He's trying to tell you you're sick. He's trying to tell you you're broke. He's trying to tell you you're crazy. He's trying to tell you that you're weak, you're crippled. All these things. But 2,000 years ago, he consummated so you could operate. You could receive it and operate in it. I don't care what no doctor says. Thank God for our doctors. Praise God for them. Because if it wasn't for them, some of us be dead right now. But they operate with their natural thinking, what they can see in medicine. Thank God for medicine. How many of y'all thank God for medicine? But there's a higher truth. I say there's a higher truth. And God allowed it. Couldn't you imagine what would happen? Could you imagine what would happen in our world today if we had no government, no law enforcement? Could y'all imagine what would happen? You had to lock your doors now. You had to lay in bed. If you didn't, you had to lay in bed with your gun in your hand. Wouldn't you? Because a criminal, a liar, a thief, a murderer doesn't care about you. Satan doesn't care one single thing about you. He's a killer. And the only reason why he hadn't killed you because he hadn't got the opportunity. That's what he's working around to now. But he's no use to working on this, and he's not going to kill me. If he didn't get me in Vietnam, he can forget it. I didn't know anything then. Hello? Why he wants to kill believers that believe God? We're a big threat to his lies, to exposing him. But God consummated. I don't have time to go in there. But God sent Jesus to consummate this plan. You've been healed 2,000 years ago. You've been set free 2,000 years ago. All your needs have been met 2,000 years ago. Everything you need in life has been provided for you 2,000 years ago. It was consummated. It was completed. And this is why he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel. You know what preaching been doing? Preaching something there. They won't tell you this. And some of them don't know it. And I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just telling you, it's time the church wake up and realize that we have been delivered. And this is why he pushed stuff off on you and you carry that thing around for years. Said, someday God's going to do it. Someday, you know what that someday wind up being? No day. Someday he's going to do it. Someday, no, he's already done it. It's already finished. He's waiting on you to understand it. He's waiting on you to get it. That's already done. And you reach out, says, mine, I'll take it now. It's mine. I take it now. I'm wealthy. I take it now. I'm healthy. I take it now. I'm rich. I'm prosperous. I'm wise. I'm intelligent. I take it now.
Yes, sir.
I'm strong. I take it now.
Glory to God.
I got peace. I take it now.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you hear that the scripture says, fight the good fight of faith? He never told you to fight the devil. Jesus whipped him. He's after your faith. He's after what gets you what you need out of that kingdom. Don't you know your faith got the ability to go into the unseen world and reach into this fallen world that's trying to control all the resources God put here for you? Your faith got the ability to go in that messed up chaos world and bring what you need out of it and let you live like the king and queen you are. Say, I'm a king. Jesus, the king of king. And I'm one of the king. He's the king of. Kings don't beg. King give orders. Y'all are looking at me, but that's all right. Can you imagine people when God broke in on the scene? Isaiah didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He just said what he heard. Father, let me put it up. I still got this modern translation, I thought. I was thinking ahead. But look, modern Isaiah 9:6, listen to what it says. Put that up for me so they can read it. For unto us what? A child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. What else? The mighty God. What else? The everlasting Father. What else? The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He just said what he heard. Because he did not see into this church age in which we are living in. He just bypassed it and jumped over into the millennium. You say, how do you know that? Because the government not up on Jesus' shoulder now. But the child was born and the son was given. Isn't that true? But the government not up on his shoulder now. When it's going to be? When he come and remove that raster from human contact. But he wanted to announce. God wanted him to announce that a child would be born. A son would be given. Isaiah 7:14, give me that one. I'm almost done, I promise you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 7:14 says, all right then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call his name what? Emmanuel. I know you heard that word. And then it tells her what it is, which means God with us. Give me Romans 8:32. I think I can get it from that verse. Romans 8:32. Back up 31.